Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Love it or fade it.
Well, Josh Allen threw for 4 touchdown passes, but he never touched the ball in overtime as Mahomes led an 8-play touchdown drive to sudden death the Bills. Love it or fade it, Jenks. Overtime rules in the NFL have to change.
God, I'm so torn on this. Because here's the thing. We deserve more football, and Josh Allen deserved a chance, right? He was so good. At the same time, the Bills allowed the Chiefs in 13 seconds to drive down the field. The Bills allowed the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes to go 6-for-6 in overtime. So, yes, I want to see more football, and I guess I'll lean love it here because – it doesn't seem fair in such a great game, particularly when we have a quarterback playing out of his mind that he doesn't get a chance to answer. I will also say that in the game of football, you got to make stops. Defense is also a part of the game. And the Bills had chance after chance after chance after chance and didn't get it done. So from that perspective, I also think you deserve to lose. You had it right there in front of you and you let it go. And when you're riding the emotion of seeing one of the greatest playoff games of all time, you want more football, and it's easy to say, yes, we need to change these things. So I'll lean yes, but I with the caveat that Buffalo had their chances and blew it.
Right. I think it is unfair to say that the Bills lost this game because of a coin flip. No, they lost because they couldn't stop Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes. That being said, I think you can argue that the NFL overtime rules are stupid, you know, and still think that the Bills, you know, deserve to lose that game because, you know, you got to stop somebody at some point, especially when there's 13 seconds left on the clock and you allow a touchdown. Like, what are you doing? So, yeah, the NFL overtime rules, I think they have to change. Like, just in the fairness, like, think of any adversarial, you know, game that you can think of. Like, the opponent always has a rebuttal. And I think that's why we feel almost anticlimactic at the end when the other team doesn't even get a shot. So I know the defense has to step up, but, you know, just in the spirit of competition, like there usually is a rebuttal, and that's why it feels really weird. So, yeah, I'm all for changing the rules.
Yeah, I love it as well. Is Sean McDermott making a mistake running prevent defense against Patrick Mahomes with 13 seconds left on the clock? Yes. Did Sean McDermott make a mistake by kicking that ball deep, period? Yes. However, the Chiefs allowed the Bills to score 2 go-ahead touchdowns inside the 2-minute warning. Like, neither team was getting a stop. Both teams, both defenses failed to get stops against both offenses. Both teams had a hand in getting the game to overtime. And because of a coin toss, only one of them had a chance to decide the result. It's a ridiculous, nonsensical rule. And in every single sport except hockey, where possession is fluid, both teams are guaranteed possessions in overtime. Every single sport. There isn't a single one where you do not get a rebuttal. In soccer, if a team scores, the game goes on until you get to the 120th minute. It doesn't matter. You get a chance. In basketball, everybody gets possessions until the clock runs out. In baseball, if the away team scores, the game doesn't end. You still get a bottom of the 10th. Like, every single sport has the opposing team get the ball or get possession or get a chance to be on offense. Why in the world is the NFL the only one where it's like, hey, great job getting to overtime. Both teams got here, but only one of you is going to have a chance to really decide who wins this. Like, I get that you get to play defense, but neither team was playing defense, and we don't get to see what the Bills' offense could have done because the rules are stupid. Like, you can't deny possession.
But also, football is the most violent and physical game of them all, so it's a little different. Like, these guys were gassed at the end of regulation, and they were gassed in overtime. And defense is a part of the game. I understand that neither defense could stop, but it's a part of the Bills have the number one pass defense in the NFL. Then stop the Chiefs. You got the number one pass defense. Make a stop.
But doesn't it make sense? The Chiefs also should have gotten a stop, though. They had a lead with a minute left. Like, they got the game to overtime just as much as the Bills did. And only one of them had a chance to decide the outcome. It doesn't make any sense.
You know what? If you're the Bills and you can't stop Kansas City in 13 seconds, you don't deserve to win.
I can make the same argument for Kansas City. If you're Kansas City and you can't stop Josh Allen with 58 seconds on the clock, you don't deserve to win. Like, both things are true.
58 is not 13. 13 seconds is nothing.
But come on, man. Like, both teams had a hand in getting this game to overtime. It's ridiculous that because of a coin flip, only one gets to touch the football. It's ridiculous. There's no argument for it.
Like, you can say that there's no defense in this game, but we've seen other games go to overtime, and it still sucks that the other team doesn't get a rebuttal.
Matter of fact, if you go to 2019 and ask Travis Kelce and the Kansas City Chiefs, they tried to change this rule. Like, and nobody wants this. Nobody is arguing in favor of this coin toss garbage.
Well, you know what? There was a chance. Like you said, the Chiefs in 2019 argued to change the overtime rules. They were the only team that argued for it. The rest of the NFL, every other single team in the NFL had a chance to change these rules, and they said no. The Chiefs were the only ones tried.
And you know what? And I know owners didn't want it, and I understand that, like, the rules remained in place, but I'm just saying the rules are stupid to me. And I think that we're at a point now where, like, that game last night is the highest level of football I've seen in my lifetime. And to have it be decided that way really is just brutal. Like, to not see Josh Allen get an overtime possession is just brutal. Well, the 49ers.
Yeah, I get.
Go ahead,
Chelsea. One more thing before we move on. Like, I get it during the regular season because football is such a violent sport that you want to limit the injuries and limit the wear and tear. But why not just change it at least for the postseason?
Yeah.
Like, we don't want divisional, you know. Yeah. Elimination games decided this way. Like, it's one thing in the regular season, but, you know, a playoff game, I feel like it's different.
Yeah, I agree. Well, the 49ers had zero offensive touchdowns but still beat the Packers 13-10. By the way, only four teams have won a playoff game with zero offensive touchdowns since 2000. Love it or fade it, Jimmy Garoppolo is a quarterback you can win the Super Bowl with, Chelsea.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yeah, I think so. Just because we have seen this in the past. You don't necessarily have to have a great quarterback who's putting up offensive video game numbers to win a Super Bowl. We saw it with Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos when they beat the Panthers in the Super Bowl. Peyton Manning was like 40 and throwing ducks. Like, he was not at the top of his game. I know the headlines in that Super Bowl was, oh, Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl and then rides off into the sunset. But no, we have seen this before. Big Ben in his first Super Bowl, I believe, had under 200 yards passing, and the Steelers still won that game based on their defense and run game. So maybe he won't win a Super Bowl, but to say that he can't, I feel like is incorrect.
I love this. You can win a Super Bowl with Jimmy G. Now, he's not going to win it for you, but can you win a Super Bowl with him? Absolutely. When you look at the players on that Niners roster, Kyle Shanahan knows what this team needs, and it's not letting Jimmy Garoppolo carry the load. Their calling card is keeping the ball on the ground, not asking Jimmy G to do too much, and then dominating on defense. Third best defense in the NFL. Can't believe they just snuck up on us like that. But you can look at his stat line and say, oh my God, 11 of 19, 131 yards. They went to Lambeau Field. They took down the number one seed in the NFC. And that Niners defense shut down Aaron Rodgers. So I don't think the Niners are a team. They're not going to blow you away with how they play football. They're going to grind things out. They're going to make it difficult on you. They're going to be physical. And then Kyle Shanahan will find ways to scheme so that Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't have to throw the football 30, 35 times a game. If that happens, they will lose. But the Niners are so good in other areas, they have other ways they can beat you. Again, I don't think he's an incredible quarterback, but he's good enough to win a Super Bowl. I love it.
Yeah, I love it as well. I know he didn't play well against the Packers. I know he really hasn't played well in these playoffs, but how many games 49ers got to win with this guy before we start talking about Jimmy G as just a flat-out winner? It is what it is. He doesn't really lose them games, and that's enough for them. They're a good enough team around him that's all he really has to do. And, like, as long as he continues to win, this is his second NFC championship game. We've seen him in a Super Bowl with a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. Like, at some point, this guy just wins games. Like, it is what it is. Aaron Rodgers was asked about his future after the Packers lost to the Niners. Rodgers said, quote, I don't want to be part of a rebuild if I'm going to keep playing. Love it or fade it, Chelsea, we'll see Rodgers wearing a different helmet next year.
I think so. Even though this is what he acted like the entire offseason last year. This is a guy that is very difficult to pin down where his head's at. But if you saw him after that game, like, he seems so noncommittal, and obviously he's upset. And we already saw the Instagrams that he posted saying, like, this is the final year, the last dance with me and Davante Adams. Well, you didn't win a Super Bowl. And maybe he saw that special teams gaffe and thought to himself, I'm out of here. Like, why do I want to play in the cold? Tom Brady went south to the warmer weather. Like, maybe it would be easier for me to play somewhere where the weather is a bit nicer. So I think he probably leaves. I'm not super sure on it, but I do think we see him somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm going to love it. Maybe I'm wrong. He just seems too much of a curmudgeon at this point in his career. I think Aaron Rodgers needs a change. He wants a change, and he's been clamoring for it. And I think he'll do his due diligence and pull a Tom Brady where he will find the best situation for himself where he can go and he can win. It feels like here that he's done being a Packer. And again, he hasn't been happy in forever. So I'm going to love it. I think he leaves.
I'm going to love it as well. I'm pretty steadfast. I have been most of the season. I think he winds up in Pittsburgh, and I actually think Davante Adams goes with him. Steelers kind of feel like ready-made for him to just show up and be in a competent organization with a solid offense. I think that's how this ends up. There's no way he returns to Green Bay.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.